So whenever you're ready, baby.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Dom.
And welcome to Coffee Date with us. Yeah.
This is just B-roll, but...
I love some B-roll. I got to finish my YouTube. B-roll is. Yeah, it's extra footage.
All right, guys. Welcome back.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. We have a camera now.
It has been so long. We have been... Well, one of us has been on the lam.
On the what?
In other words, one of us has been sick.
Did you get that from your podcast you've been listening to?
It's a very old saying. Yeah.
Okay. What were you saying?
Welcome back is what I was saying.
Welcome back, guys. I'll take over the intro because Dom's a little rusty at this. Yeah. He's used to his one line from Brickfield Mindset podcast.
Legendary. If you have not been listening, tune in. Get your mindset right.
No, guys, welcome back, though. We are excited to be recording. It's been a minute. We have been doing some traveling. What'd you say?
Nothing.
We've been doing some traveling. I've been sick.
Yeah.
I've been on night shift, and that catches us up to speed today.
Pretty much, yes. Wedding's still on, those of you who are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got an invitation. You're not invited.
No, we haven't sent invitations yet.
You're an uninvitation. But no, we are... In the meaty, greedy of everything, this is what, month five?
We're almost 4 months out. So, okay, we'll start.
Yeah, we're in month five.
Because you didn't give them a layout today. Okay. Should we restart this? Because this was junky.
No.
This was out of.
It's authentic.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to start with just some wedding updates. Because that's what we've been doing until our wedding.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're almost 4 months out. Am I supposed to look at the camera?
No.
Okay.
It's just there.
And now we have like details we're doing. I think we talked about this last time, but we have the tasting coming up.
Yes, it is coming up at the end of this month.
Yeah, a few weeks. We're going to do the tasting. I'm going to do my hair and makeup trial. And other than that, it's kind of like the little minute details of things such as like table setting, what we want it to look like, all the final pieces coming together, meeting with our vendors, and getting ready to send out invitations.
Yeah. That is still up in the air, whether we're going to do e-invitations or paper old school invitations. We both would love to do e-invitations because that's what we did for our save the dates. But I mean,
yeah,
we found out on our first podcast, people are dumb. And if you are people who are dumb, I'm sorry, but like get with this.
People don't know how to open a link in an email that leads you to another. Yeah. They're confused.
You know, I had somebody like 3 weeks ago that just found out that there was a video to the save the date.
No, me too. Like, when we were in Vegas.
Yeah. Like
they didn't even
the
know that there was a video attached.
They're like, oh, that's so cool.
I'm like, did you immediately, you didn't even read the envelope though. Cause the envelope like automatically turns around like you would normally do if you had a sheet of paper in the mail, you turn it over and it started playing a video. Yeah. And then at the end of it, it flips the paper back over and there's a link at the bottom.
Yeah.
It was discreet, but there was still a link at the bottom if you read it sequentially.
I mean,
that it would say click here for more information. So anyways, that was a
I was just cool about the whole video. Like that would be so cool if somebody did that and I'd be like, oh, they actually have a video attached to their save the date. That's so dope. But no, people aren't dope and they aren't smart.
No. So we're back to square one, probably going to send out paper invitations, which is what I never wanted to do. I do not like getting people's addresses. I don't want to pay.
It takes too long.
Yeah. I don't want to pay for that.
No.
We were going to try to save like $300. In the grand scheme of things, that's a little bit ridiculous, but.
Yeah. It's just.
It's like it's paper.
Yeah. They throw away.
Anyways. So that's the biggest.
Update.
Thing coming up.
We're doing like little small stuff like getting groomsmen and bridesmaids gifts ideas put together, but that stuff's like, you know, again, it's great in the grand scheme of things, but is it a waste of time? Are you overboard? Like, you know, I think simpler is better, but that's how I approach everything.
Yeah, coming from the person who has like an idea of seven different things to get his groomsmen that are way more intricate and detailed of what I'm thinking of for the bridesmaids.
I whittle it down. But the people in my wedding party, I know them like the back of my hand. Like they're all my closest friends. And I know what they would be like, oh, that's dope. In other words, they'd be like, oh, I'm not going to use this. Like, so yeah, makes it easy for me. And I also don't like copying other people's wedding gift ideas.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that.
I don't like coming up with ideas for gifts whenever I have to do 100 things for the wedding right now.
Yeah, but that's on you.
So those are the big updates, yeah. But I think the tasting's going to be fun, which is exciting.
That's what I'm excited about. Even though your boy don't eat a lot of
the cuisine. No, it's not veggies. The cuisine is like Cuban.
I feel like I should be able to get more things, like more added proteins if I don't do the vegetables. I should be able to taste all the proteins and then all the veggies should go to you.
That's how I should be done. No, I need protein too. Okay. So we'll talk about how we recently just got back from Vegas. Yeah. I don't think we mentioned this before, but we had known for a long time that we were going to Vegas for my uncle's wedding.
Shout out to the new Shears.
Yes. Olivia and Cody. And
Liv, shout out to y'all.
The wedding was a blast.
They set the bar very high.
I'm sure everyone saw at least a part of Vegas because I posted on like 3 different platforms, different videos.
But yes, they set the bar high. That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like one of the coolest aspects to their wedding was the venue itself because of all the signs.
That's not what I expected.
Like, no.
I'd never looked at the pictures. I never looked at like the Instagram purposing. I wanted to be surprised about like what it was going to be. And that was one of the coolest venues that I've ever imagined. I wish I would have got a chance to explore more into like the signage and stuff. But
oh, yeah. The like museum part in the back. Yeah.
That was dope for sure.
And the whole fact that they got 120 plus people, I think it was like 125, to go out to Vegas. And it was mostly like their friends, I feel like, was the bulk majority of it. I mean, they had a ton of family, but they had a huge group of friends that traveled all the way out to Vegas for their wedding. That was amazing.
I didn't even know a lot of people, but I felt like everybody there that was at the wedding was like there for the wedding. Like it wasn't like those one-off invitations that you had to send, like family. Everybody there was like a vibe. Tons of gamblers. My God, you Shears can gamble. Like y'all was just chilling in the casinos.
Yeah. My family does love to gamble.
But that, I mean, that's what you go out there for, right? But no, that was super, super dope. And I thought the whole entire like itinerary was well put together. Huge shout out to y'all. Y'all did a really good job with putting that together, especially across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
It was so nice to be able to travel too. I mean, we haven't seen our family since Christmas. We don't like go home because especially this year we haven't had a chance to. So to see everybody out in Vegas.
No, for sure. Yeah. Shout out to the new Shears. So that kind of gets us thinking, you know, I think when you go to weddings and you do these events, you kind of get a chance to like reflect and be like, oh, like I want to add that, or, oh, that's so cool. I never thought about that. And it gives you more ideas. It's never a copy. And it's always like a way of creativity for yourself. Like that's pretty cool. I think there's some things we took away from it. One of which is definitely like the added things you do with the wedding party, the family, like the before the wedding, the night before, better to do that than a rehearsal dinner. And then like the afterwards is pretty cool. We left early, so we didn't get a chance to really hit the pool party, but I feel like that would have been a cool vibe too, for sure.
Yeah. There were so many things I loved about their wedding. Like you were saying, the itinerary, I love that they had something that just wasn't just the wedding, especially when people are traveling, which is the case for our wedding too. Mm-hmm. I really wish we had an unlimited budget so we could be like, oh, we're hosting this on Wednesday, this on Thursday, the wedding's Friday, and then Saturday we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like the biggest thing we're struggling with right now is how we want the weekend to flow.
Yeah.
Because everyone's coming in town. I want to make it worth it.
Yeah, but I think it's also like you do have like your plan it with a small group. Like I'm planning it in my head, like 15 to 20 people that will be rolling with us. Because if you plan it for everybody and then other people are like, oh, I want to go do this. Because people are going to do their own research when they travel. They're going to be like, oh, I want to go see this in Tampa. Or I want to go do this. And you have people who are just going to want to lay low and treat like a vacation. So the more things we have, the less activity we're going to have, I think. Like, we'll have people who want to roll with us and do whatever we're doing. But then you have people who are like, oh, I want to go venture off and do my own thing. Or we're going to go do this. And, like, I'm definitely not about that. Like,
I feel like this Vegas trip, though, showed me that if you have something that is on an itinerary and that's what people are coming there for. Like even Vegas, people would want to, you would think people would be like, oh, I want to go see a show or I want to do this. I want to do that.
Yeah.
Everyone was there for the main 3 or 4 events. So if we have something in place, then, I mean, I feel like that's why people are coming down. They're not coming down for a vacation.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm saying like in the sense of like, if we plan all this stuff and then like a few people want to come to it, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, it's good to have things set that are like, these are things we want you to come to.
Yeah.
Because it gives them an opportunity to make a decision. And it makes it feel like they're also included into the weekend of festivities.
Yeah. And for us, it's not just like the hype of one day, because everyone says how fast that day goes by. Yeah. So the more activities we have planned, we can actually expand than just like, more than just the wedding day.
So how do you see the wedding week planning out? Like, what do you, I guess, expect is the wrong word. Like, what do you envision happening? Like, because our wedding's on a Friday.
So yeah.
We have technically Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday's like the au revoir.
I feel like as a girl, I have way more in my head that I have to cram than you do in that week. And I have to work likely until Wednesday. So don't know how I'm going to do that. But I feel like we're going to head over Wednesday, which I was planning to go over by myself because I have to like take my dress.
Yeah, I'm not.
But
I'm not
driving. Dom doesn't want to drive separate cars.
No, because what I'm thinking about is afterwards. Like the drive back.
No,
like,
that is true. I don't want
to hear your mouth about, I don't want to drive back. Well, we ain't leaving one car in Tampa. So, yeah, think about that.
Yeah, that is true. But there are things that I have to get done that Dom can't be around.
Trust me, I can find something new in Tampa. I love
it. What do you do? Blindfold yourself in the car while I have my dress out so that it's not getting wrinkled?
I'm sure you can get a plastic bag or a trash bag.
No, like I need it for the train.
Well, that's what you use. But FedEx that.
No, that would make it worse.
Well, I ain't got no answers for you.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things that we're thinking of. But anyways, we don't want this whole thing to be about wedding talk because we have other things going on in our life other than wedding. Yes. Leading me into the next segment.
Yeah, what's the next segment?
The segue into the next segment. First of all, you're not doing your thing. We're like segment one.
You're leading this podcast today. I'm a guest.
I'm not interviewing you like a guest. This is why we can't do things like this together, because Dom has expectations and we're just not on the same page.
Get on with it.
The segue is new interests or hobbies that we're doing right now, because I feel like they change, you know, throughout the year.
They do.
So
definitely. But that's good.
You can start.
My new interests and hobbies.
Mm-hmm. Interests and or hobbies, like what you're doing.
The one thing that I love to hate, and that is golf. I am so locked on golf, but I'm not good.
Yeah, so much so that you're getting your golf club and you're swinging in the living room of an apartment where there's no room to swing a golf club. Full swing, but not full swing with your iron in this apartment.
I want to be so good so bad that I am bad. Like, does that make sense? Like, I'm regressing.
Yeah, yeah. Like the amount of videos that Dom and I watch on TikTok, and then we try to go implement it at the driving range.
And it goes bad every time. In my head, I'm like, Dom will
have three videos in one that you're doing. Like, you'll have your towel under your arm. You'll have your sticks lined up.
You should see me. Like, when I go by myself now, I put my earbuds in and I play. I don't even watch, but I play the video on loop on my phone.
That's sad.
I'm
and then we get so mad when none of these tips and tricks are helping us.
But when one does click, I'm like, that's it. That's easy. I can do that every time now. But no, to answer your question, golf is my new locked in challenge, hobby, hatred that I am highly invested in. Yeah. Not like financially, but time wise. It's all I want to do.
It's like an obsession. I feel like when I first started golfing a few years ago, when I had never, ever picked up a golf club, I first started golfing and when I was with Dr. Quang in Georgia, and I would golf like three times a week. Yeah. Like I had the itch to be like, I want to go golf.
Yeah, this is what I was born to do. You know? No, but I think for me what it was, I didn't get obsessed until I started getting better.
Yeah.
Like when I started getting better and I was like hitting the ball and like I was actually doing things the right way, I was like, oh, this is me. Like, this is who I am now.
Yeah, but it's not fun when you're getting better than me and we can't laugh at each other missing the ball. Because like, I'm the only one missing the ball.
That's a problem, you know? Like, I get angry.
Like, you don't even drink anymore when we golf. That's what bothers me. I'm like, no, let's go back to where we were just going to drink.
But yeah, golf is my new challenge and obsession. Also, it sounds really stupid, but like, childhood things, like I want to sit Indian style better, which is a small goal of mine. But I want to be able to do things after watching this documentary that are going to prolong my longevity.
Yeah. He's watching a documentary on Netflix. The Centenarian?
It is.
Am I saying that right?
It's Centenarian.
Centenarian.
Yes. And it is the secrets behind Blue Zones, basically living for 100 years. simple things that I will talk about on another podcast, but
the biggest one that he will never change is his diet.
What?
That's you will true. Never not eat meat.
Yeah, that'll never
I mean,
happen.
I'm not saying you have to like totally X meat never, out of your diet, right, but you're that. Not going to
never not eat meat.
Like, but there's crazy. So many studies that yeah. show that you don't have to be on like this 100%. Yeah. Basically, your diet is 95% omnivore.
I would say 80. No. There's a lot of carbs in there. Lots of carbs in my diet.
Right.
Lots of grain. There's probably, it could be more room for vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Vegetables. I eat a lot of fruit. But vegetables in general. Green, leafy crap.
All vegetables. Yeah. All colorful vegetables. Your plate is not colorful.
No, it's only green and sometimes orange.
White and brown.
White, brown.
Steak, ground turkey.
No.
Maybe a little bit of chicken.
Mushrooms are brown.
But yeah, that's his fix right now.
Anyway, that's my fix. Longevity, golf, all things that you can do when you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you?
Trying to get back into working out, not only for the wedding, but for longevity.
Longevity. So yes. You want to be a centenarian as well.
Yes. And I have been trying to learn Spanish so much so that, well, over the last few years, I've been trying to like get back into it on Duolingo a little bit because I took Spanish in middle school and high school, and then I studied Italian. So I confuse them a lot because there's a lot of similarities. Yeah. So like the other day in a patient's room, I said something in Italian, and as I walked out, I was like, I don't think that was Spanish. But I was so confident. But anyways, so I put my phone in Spanish. I told you this the other day. So I was researching, like, what's the best way to immerse yourself in, you know, a language that you're not in the country? Yeah. And they said, watch all your favorite TV shows in Spanish, which we know. I've never done that, though. And then put your phone in Spanish and then everything you listen to in Spanish, because then your brain picks up on how the tempo of the language and everything else. So my phone being in Spanish has been a problem.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to send emails. My Twitter feed is in Spanish. Yeah. My search engine is in Spanish. And it's like, I'm not trying to learn the words. I'm just guessing what button I'm hitting. Yeah. But eventually, we're going to learn. So anyways, that's like, I tried to order something from Amazon and I couldn't tell like how to put it in my cart or my save for later versus checkout. Yeah. So I ended up buying everything in the cart on accident.
As you can see, this may be a problem for me financially. Like, you're just buying random stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my little.
That's two good challenges. Though. I do wish that I could submerge myself into Spanish as bad as I am obsessed with the Hispanic culture.
You want to do it because you just want to do it. I want to do it because
for work. Yeah,
I have one in three patients at work speak Spanish. Reason.
Clearly, wanting to do it just to do it is way better.
No. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the next thing I have my little list here. I feel like you usually run the podcast.
Yes, I love being a guest on this podcast.
One of the things that I ordered on Amazon when my phone was in Spanish, that was my safer later, was this book. So I was researching books on marriage because obviously Dom and I are getting married in a couple months, and we've been going back and forth on like a marriage counselor and what we should do before the wedding. And so I was researching like what's a good book that we can do on our own time. Originally, I was just going to read it because I didn't know if you would have interest in it.
Yeah.
But anyways, the book is called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by John Gray. And this was recommended, like, it was one of the first things that popped up whenever I looked up books on like marriage and relationships and stuff. So we started this today.
Very, very good insight already. Like I'm locked.
We're two chapters in, right? Or like a chapter and a half in. Mm-hmm. And it is so good.
Yeah.
We're just reading it out loud to each other, like popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn, which is pretty dope.
And highlighting and taking notes.
Yeah.
So we will.
Yeah, good.
I was just going to say, we'll like obviously keep you guys updated on like what we think about the book.
But like already it's like, it's so simple, but profound with like the similarities, which he already says, like that men and women have, and that there's things that men expect from a perspective and there's things from women that women expect from a perspective. So I'm super excited to uncover new things and new learnings about myself and how to be better for you, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like the biggest thing we learned from Jay Shetty's like podcasts and books and stuff is how to be the better version of yourself for your partner. Yeah. And ultimately that's where you can start to see success in relationships, is improving yourself first, doing self-work
shared
before you bring it.
For sure. Yeah. I love it.
So we'll definitely keep you guys updated.
Posted. House Sids from Venus. And I'm Venetian,
what do they call it?
Venetians. Martians. But today, I was today years old when I realized when people say Martians, that they're not just saying that extraterrestrial people. It's like Martians because they're from Mars. So I was today years old when I found that out. Yeah.
Okay. So we can either end on this or we can end on something else. But I was thinking about like something I want to ask you that I was thinking about for myself. And the question is, what is your guilty pleasure? Because I don't think I know what yours is.
My guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
So this question always gets me. What is the definition of a guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure is like something that you're not super proud of that you like to do. And it would be like you kind of do it behind closed doors or you don't tell many people about it. Or guilty you do, pleasure. But it could just mean something that you feel guilty about doing that you enjoy. Like literally, you feel guilty about this pleasure.
Man, I honestly cannot think of one. I don't know. I don't think I have any guilty pleasures that I'm ashamed, like slightly guilty over. You?
Oh, yeah. The fact that I'm like locked in on reality TV is my guilty pleasure.
You know what my guilty pleasure is? I'm locked in on the TV that you watch, even though I hate it. That's my guilty pleasure.
That is not just you, though. That's facts, though. Whenever I watch other relationships, every man or like woman who's not interested in the show, like if you're watching a show and I'm not interested, you always see the other person
I'm locked.
Creeping around the corner, or they'll be like, he said what to her?
And I'm really just locked because I want to talk bad about it, but I have to have the information. But secretly, I'm like, I'm invested because I've heard you talk about these people. And I'm like, oh, I'm locked in. Like, what are they talking about? Like, who did this? Oh, she did that? Oh, no, he's going what? And I'm like, why do I like to watch this? But it's insight in mind. When it's out of sight, it's out of my mind. Like, I don't think about this any other time. No. But when you're watching it, I'm locked.
That is funny.
Probably my guilty pleasure is watching the shows that you watch and feeling bad that I actually enjoy the gossip.
Yeah.
That's what I found about myself. I actually like tea when I'm not involved.
You love the tea.
When I'm not involved.
You love it.
But if it's drama with me, don't bring it this way. But if you have your own tea, I'm Earl Grey. I'm sipping. Dog. Yes. I'm high tea. So true. High tea time. You know what I mean? Cheers, mate. That's how I'm in it.
You'd be like,
I'm in it. Ears up, pert. What happened? You said what? But it's weird. It's only with you. Like, I would never let somebody see me
like enjoying
spill
it.
The tea. Oh, but you spilling tea, boy, I'm in it. Elbows on the table. You know what I mean?
It's funny because I didn't even realize that that was my guilty pleasure until I was like watching it at work and I felt like really embarrassed that I was watching.
Yeah, you know the characters. Yeah, yes. In it. Facts.
But like all my friends, I'd tell. I mean, we all watch the same shows. Yeah.
And this is real talk. Nothing lights it up more than like gossip in a group. Like when you get a chance to like get hype, like I've never seen.
That's not true.
Facts.
No.
Yes. If it let somebody be talking about somebody and it's like PG talk. Oh, Sid's locked. You are, and you get hype. It's cool though. Like that's your thing. Like I'd be like chill. Like you be.
No, some of my friends specifically hype me up. Like V is someone who if you have tea or drama,
you're in it.
She's turns me up.
Turns me up. Oh, man. No, but guys, thank you so much for listening. I think we cut it there,
Yeah, mate.
Okay. It's great to be back. Updates coming up, like we said. We don't travel. We travel together end of this month, and then I travel again in June, but we are just doing a thing, hoping to get you guys some more episodes and continue to grow this insight into our relationship.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We'll catch you guys on the next one.